start trapping, there weren't any more fish around the country, but there's very few. And prices on the fur was down to nothing put in there. I used to catch some link right close to our cabin down there. And they only brought $2.50 and $3 and maybe $4 for a good big link skin. So that's not making much money.
What would you get for a lynx today?
Right now, I hear they're getting around close to $300 for a big large one. $200.
When you started trapping, were there a lot of other guys already trapping?
Everybody. In those times, everybody, every man is trapped.
Was it hard to find an open place to trap?
No, there's a lot of places that people don't go. And not very hard to find a place to trap, but as I said, there's not much fur to trap that time.
What was the new thing that came along that helped trappers the most?
You mean what helped the trappers the most? I don't know. One time, the muskrat skin prices went way up. It went up to $3 one time. And those people, those Indians, they all went over to Canute to hunt muskrat. They catch quite a few muskrat, a lot of muskrat. And they sold them. Well, the first ones that came back, I think they got their $3 on it. By that time, the prices was dropped down to putting in nothing. And these people there, I think it's Sam Dubin's outfit up in this country at that time. So they found out that muskrat was down to nothing, but they gave these trappers about $2, maybe $2.50 a piece for their muskrat. Anyway, they lost money, but they just wanted to give them, I don't know, somehow. I know pretty well they lost money on it.
I noticed that Dora was showing us some pictures, and there's a picture of you and you had aluminum canoe.
Oh.
When those came in and other things like, there's snow machines and new kind of rifles with scopes and things, what invention do you think was the most helpful that came along for you?
Well, I don't know. I never... those scopes on a rifle, I never used that. I don't like to use them very much because you have to use that when the game is not moving. It's pretty good, I think. But if they were moving pretty fast, I wouldn't know where to aim. I mean, wouldn't get it in very good. So I always use an open sight. I can see that all the time.
What was the... So scopes didn't work out very good for you?
No, to me, that's why I never used them. I never used no scope. Maybe it's good. Maybe you could hit your target every time with it, but I think an open sight is good enough to get your game.
What sort of thing that came from outside do you think helped you out?
Well, I don't know. The snow machine came up. That helped quite a bit. I mean, I don't use them too much. I use it for a few years, and I don't use it much. And, of course, the people use it and they haul our wood for us. It's pretty handy, right handy. They could go out and 10, 15 miles in no time at all and come back. But once in a while, if he goes out a long trip like that and break down, and they have an awful time. Sometimes the trail, you have to have snowshoes because the snow machine trail, you cannot walk on it. Even if it hardens up a little bit, it cannot hold up. Nobody. You have to have snowshoes to come back. I've seen people went out and stuck. One fellow was out trapping up around here someplace, about 15, 20 miles out, broke down. Well, he had to start walking home. Of course, there's a couple of guys with a couple of snow machines went up to meet him. That was pretty good. They helped him a lot and pull his snow machine back. That the trouble with the snow machine, if you break down someplace way out about 20, 40 miles, can do nothing except walk.
A lot of people that have used some things from outside, like snow machines or scopes on their rifle and things like that, when they use those things, they stop using some of the old things. Now, you've seen a lot of changes. What old things that people don't use anymore do you think would be real nice if they did use? In other words, what things do you...
Cannot answer that question very good.
I guess what I mean is there have been a lot of changes, and some, you know, you might know of some things that aren't around anymore that would be real helpful if they were around. Can you think of anything like that?
No, I think there's some things I cannot explain them right out. I don't know.
Well, like for instance, when guys are out on the trail and their snow machine breaks down.
Yeah.
If they don't know how to make a snow house, maybe they'll be really in trouble.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing. There's a lot of young people around here who don't know how to keep themselves going. Like in the timber, you know, it's not very hard to make a camp. I've camped a good many times in the cold weather without no blanket, just a little parka what I have on, and that's all. But make a good camp, no trouble at all. The only thing, you got to have enough wood to keep a fire going, and you might have a fire going all night. Well, you could get a lot of rest between poking this wood in the fire, get a lot of rest, and I have done that good many times.
What would your camp look like?
Well, you'd have the spruce boughs all around, you know. And your fireplace, your spruce boughs would be like this. And that kind of keep the heat in there and your fire over here. And get the fire going and very comfortable. Very easy.
What do you sit on?
On the spruce boughs. They'll warm up from the fire.
And do you hang up some things to dry them?
Yeah, sometimes you have to dry up some of your clothes. Always dry them up anyway.
What would you hang those things on?
Anything. Just sticks. Take a few sticks and hang them by the fire. They dry in no time. And when you're out like that, very tired sometimes, snowshoeing 10, 15, 16, 18 hours, sometimes you get pretty tired. Or you put up a big fire like that and take some of your clothes off and get that heat from the open fire. That fix you up in no time. You'd be like new right now. And with little food in your stomach, that you're just as good as new in a half an hour. And just like...
Well, it sounds like you really have been through a lot of experiences to learn a lot of things. For the young kids, for the kids that are maybe 10 years old now?
Yeah.
What do you think is one thing that you'd like to teach them if you had a chance?
Well, if they happen to be out walking, which they don't do anymore anyway, so if they happen to be out like that, well, I would tell them to make a big fire. And get that heat from the fire into their body. They feel good in no time at all.
Did you teach them how to, what kind of wood to get to make a good fire?
Oh, yeah, that there's some different wood that would last a long time. I mean, they don't burn out too quick. You take out in a burnt timber like this, sometimes that's all wood you find. And you use those, they get a really hot fire. But they burn out in no time. You don't get the right kind of heat, I guess, from them. Because they fly out in no time.
So what kind of wood should they get?
Well, sometimes you get this cottonwood, some dried, dead cottonwood. Those things last a long time. They don't throw no sparks. And they keep good soft heat for a long time.
Yvonne, do you have any questions that you'd like to ask?
Well, this is going back to the time that you got caribou for everyone in the village. You said they all knew you were a good hunter then. What do they say or give you in return for getting all that caribou?
Well, one thing, they're always glad, to have some meat, like I said, those some widows and things that that cannot go out and hunt caribou anyway. So that really appreciate that when you give them some of those meat, and sometimes they usually have some dried fish, you know, or something. They'd give us a few dried fish sometimes, very often. I was always had good luck down there from those Indian women. They always give us dry fish, two or three fish at a time, and some rabbit, which they cut. It's just like paying back. I wasn't looking for no pay, but they like to do it. And I like their dry fish, so it was real good.
Was their dry fish different from your dry fish?
Yeah, they're different from Kubuk, and sometimes they put up pretty good dry fish, but mostly smoked, you know. Down Kubuk, when I was down there, they don't smoke them much. And sometimes they don't like the smoke taste too, I guess. They don't know how to do it, to smoke them. That's why, I guess.
Did your family learn how to smoke it?
I know how the Yukon people smoke it, and we never try to do it much up here. When we get a few fish, sometimes we smoke some for eating, and whatever we could get, we don't smoke them much. They use it for dogs.
Do you still fish?
Still fish?
Do you fish now?
No. Summertime? No. We haven't fished for over 20 years now. We go out and catch a few grayling once in a while, but there's no fishing in this part. There's few grayling. Sometimes that we could get a lot of these sucker fish. In the spring, there's a lot of them in some of these dead sloughs. We could catch them, but we don't try to catch too many of them. We get some to eat for eating.
How do you catch those graylings and the little bit of suckers you get?
Well, they're suckers. We use fish net. We can catch a lot of them sometimes. In the early spring, just for a few days, I guess. Maybe a week, it'd be no more. It'd go someplace, I think. And the grilling, we have to use fish hooks. It's the only way we catch them. Sometimes we catch them in a net, a small net.
You know, when you were in living in Alatna and would go out hunting, were there ever times that you would come home with your sled empty?
Not many times. Not many times. Maybe one time I didn't have very much on my sled. Maybe almost nothing, I guess. Just, of course, there's little to eat, not enough for any length of time.
What was that like, coming home?
It's no good, but can't help it. Sometimes you have to come home for some reason, something we need.
What happened that time that made you come home?
Nothing. We just have to rustle up some wood for the family and take right off again. This time we prepared to go anywhere where we could find some meat.
Did you ever take any of your boys out hunting?
Not much. They were in school, and I didn't want to take them out. I'd rather have them in school. Than...
Did they learn how to hunt?
Not much. they learned a little bit. I took one out on a trap line of a few days, sometime for a month, I guess. And he probably learned how to do a little trapping and find out a little about hunting too.
Do any of your sons hunt or trap now?
No, they don't. I got one big guy in here with me all over there. He never set one trap, and he don't hunt well. We not supposed to shoot anything now anyway, so he cannot.
You're not supposed to shoot anything?
No, we can't shoot moose. We can't shoot caribou.
Is that all year?
No. The caribou season is open yet, I think. Now it's opened up not too long ago, and will be close on the 15th, I think, again. But there's no caribou here. There was some out, few miles out, maybe 10, 15 miles out from here, but we don't go out there. And besides that, we have to have a permit to shoot one, maybe just one or two. It all depends, and it have to be a bull, no females.
What do you think about those new laws?
I don't know, those laws is, maybe it's all right now, but before it was not right at all. Like that moose season is open up here on the 10th of September. That is not right at all, because some of the moose rut at that time. So that don't go right up in this part.
What's wrong about that?
Well, the moose rot and the meat is no good then. After that, they're good around last part of August and first part of September, for a few days.
Did they ever ask you when would be a good time to have a season?
No, I think we could write and tell them what time it should be open and things, but we never do that. And of course, they should know it's not the right time anyway.
Why do you think they put it at that time?
I don't know why they've done it. On account of them hunters, or maybe, I don't know. Because that's a wrong time to hunt for meat. Us, we hunt our game for meat, for eating. And it should be killed in the right time when the meat is good.
Is it better for the trophy hunters?
Well, it might be better for trophy hunters. Trophy hunters is not very good. Maybe the fishing game and those things get little money for that. What good is that? For the country, for the game. That don't help the game at all. And they're trying to protect the game and save the game. Us people, we got to eat the meat. That's what the game is for. And they never realize that. They just put the open season for the game, whatever they think is on their mind. Most of those laws, I think, usually come from outside, which the people have never seen the country and never know what the country is like. Make the laws. That is not right at all. You gotta have laws made right in Alaska. In that way, they could protect the game better, and they could eat more of the meat when they're prime, when they're right time to kill, and they're good eating. That's what the meat is for.
Is it harder to hunt the animals?
Well, it's not too much yet. There's still some moose around here, enough to go around, except for the trophy hunters. They try to kill them all. Caribou, of course, they only come at certain time up here. Most of the time, they come here a little too late for meat, anyway. Only 1 year since we were up here, they came in the right time when the meat was good. Then they came in September, and those meat was pretty good, and we got quite a few of them then. The rest of the time they come in October, and the meat is most of them not worth eating.
The hunters that come up here hunting for trophies, do they hunt in a different way than you do?
I don't know how they hunt. They have a hunting guide. Maybe the guides know how to hunt. I've never hunted with them.
What, do they use a different kind of rifle than you do?
Oh, they have all a lot of different kind of rifles, I think, what I've seen of them.
Do they ever ask you to guide them someplace?
No, well, I had, one time I had a couple of guys, they're not really trophy hunters, but they wanted to see the country, and they wanted to kill a couple of moose for the meat. They were not trophy hunters. I guided them around for pretty near a month, I guess, 2-3 weeks. And there were not many moose around the river anyway that time. Sometimes the moose don't come down the river until very late. They stay out in the hills, I guess, or someplace, and you don't see them in the river very much. Sometime before, they used to stand right on in the river. You could run right up to them. That was easy. But they didn't, so they stay away from the river most of the time. Then when it gets very late, they'll be coming to the river. Sometimes the meat not very good then.